LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Steve Martin, is the artistic director of the Young Troupe of the Strauss Theater Center. And you guys have a 24-hour theater festival coming up this weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
This sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's kind of scaring me to death, too.
Well, that's part of the... Isn't that part of the fun, though?
Absolutely.
Tell us about how this goes together.
Okay. Earlier this summer, I had two workshops, playwriting and directing, and our students at the Young Troupe came and took these workshops, and they wrote brand new plays. And what's going to happen is Friday night, the playwrights are all going to come together at 9 o'clock Friday night and bring their plays and work on them some more, finish them up, to get them ready for the directors and the actors and the designers on Saturday to basically produce all day long and then present to the public Saturday night. In 24 hours, a new play will be produced for the public to see.
And these are youth. These are, teenagers mostly.
Yep, absolutely. Every one of them are.
So how... Did they know during the directing and the playwriting workshops that this was the end result of how things were going to work?
Yes, okay. Yes, they certainly did. It's been in the plans for a long time. And this is kind of how we roped them in also, because they knew that they would be able to present their plays to the public.
Okay. So what kind of things do you have on tap? What kinds of things have come out? Or do you have a script chosen that's already, or?
it's going to be 9 different plays. They've written 10-minute plays, 9-10-minute plays. And some of them, you have anything from the high humor. There's one play that involves the big bad wolf going to therapy.
Okay.
And that a futuristic play that's a little dark. I mean, you got things from one extreme to the next, and it's very, very clever stuff.
Okay, so we're talking 9 shows.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours.
9 10-minute plays. The production itself will be about an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. But in 24 hours, 9 new plays will be put on the stage.
Okay, so what kind of preparations have you been doing for your stamina going through all of this? And what are the youth doing?
My preparation is I'm losing a lot of sleep over it.
But, getting ready, okay.
Well, a lot of publicity. I mean, we've been working on preparing for this all summer by using our creative juices, but now we're just trying to get people to come. It's so exciting. Nothing like this has ever been done in this town before.
Where did the genesis for this come from? Where did the idea come from?
I stole it from the William Inge Festival in Independence, Kansas. They do this once a year, and it is the biggest thing that they do during their festival. I mean, they have celebrities come in and do workshops, but the public, people from all over the country come to the 10-Minute Play Festival. And there have been actually some of their plays that have gone on to become full-length plays that were published and even done on Broadway sometimes. So, maybe one of ours this weekend will be a big Broadway hit in a couple of years.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. What kinds of things have... What's been your biggest response from the kids who are doing this? And getting the kids who are signing up for the acting or for the directing or for... You're talking about rehearsals, some kind of costuming, some kinds of minimal sets.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. It'll be a full-length production. It will not be anything different than what we already do. The response has been that they are very excited. I mean, they've been doing acting all along, but now they're starting to see the other side of it. I think they're starting to appreciate me a little bit,
Like, crazy idea.
And I just step back and be the producer and let them do it this time, But I think that it's been good for them. I mean, always at Young Troupe, we try to have an educational component. And I think it's been good for them to see some other parts of theater. Before they leave us, they need to see it all.
Well, and so many times a youth theater is put together, it's the acting, and then some people may get shuffled off from the acting into the technical side of it.
Sure.
But
mm-hmm.
There's very little of the stage management, the production management, the directing, or the playwriting, the coming up with the ideas.
Sure.
To be
mm-hmm.
able to get it. So I think this is a really neat way to be able to put all of that together.
I hope so.
Are you stocked up on the Red Bull?
Oh man, I'm going to be, believe me, in coffee.
So take us through what happens over the 24 hours. You get started 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there with the playwrights. The playwrights will be at the theater. We'll all be working on our plays. I have no doubts at some point we'll have to take a break from it. You can't just write plays at 4 o'clock in the morning. But then the next morning, the directors will inherit those plays. The actors will then come. We'll do a quick cattle call audition. Which, by the way, it is open to the public. We're letting grown-ups audition for this thing.
Okay.
This time. And the auditions are at 7 a.m. on Saturday. And then we'll rehearse all day long and perform it at 7 o'clock that night.
So early bird auditions.
Right,
call
right.
Those. I'm talking with Steve Martin. He's the artistic director of the Young Troupe at the Strauss Theater Center, putting on the 24-hour theater festival coming up, the public performance on Saturday night. There is an admission fee for that. And the 9 productions, each of the kids has their own favorite, but you said that some of the playwrights are also electing to become the directors.
Yes, some of them took the directing workshop. I gave them the option if they wanted to just write plays or if they wanted to just direct, and every one of them said that they wanted to do both. You know, I'm very proud of them, that decision. It's a crazy one. They're going to be exhausted, you know, but I think that they're just too excited about it not to. You know, I think when I was their age, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, well, when you're passionate about something that you've created, I can see wanting to see that through all the way to
sure.
the performance, too.
Sure.
So what would you say, what's your response been from the public, and certainly from the moms and dads and grandmothers and uncles and cousins and all of those people?
Well, too. I mean, the moms and dads especially have heard from them. They're just tickled pink. They can't believe their kids have come up with such great things. And most of them, they haven't let their parents know what their play is about. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So even through the playwriting workshop.
Yeah, they won't let them know. They want it to be a big, big surprise. But from what I've heard so far, those folks who are planning on coming, they can't believe that something like this is happening. And so I think that the public is really going to love it. It's something I think that we want to start trying to do every year. You know, we're going to see how this one goes first, but certainly something we'd look forward to in the future.
Well, especially being able to put all of the skills. What are some of the things that they learned during the playwriting and during the directing workshops earlier in the summer that they'll really even more further be able to put into practice this weekend?
I think that the big thing that they learned was from some of the great ones. Some of the directors and playwrights that have made it big time, studying their frustrations and their likes and dislikes and how they do things. I think the big thing that they all learned is that directors and playwrights have to kind of build their own personality when it comes to the trade. And all of the kids who participated in this really, really kind of built their own personality. So, yeah. It's great. It was a good experience, and I just can't wait for this weekend. We're just all chomping at the bits.
Ready to go. Well, the public performance is Saturday night at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. I'd like to thank Chris at Waffle House and Kim at Maggie Moo's, if you don't mind me doing that real quick.
Sure, no, you have some help there. Steve Martin is the artistic director of the Young Troupe at the Strauss Theater Center. The 24-hour theater festival culminating in the performance on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. More information, they can call...
They can call the theater, 323-6681.
Steve, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Jay.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.